Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at AI news from January 3rd, 2025. And, well, this was a day with some really big developments. We've got robotics news, we've got image generation breakthroughs, and we even have some AI that's solving some really tough math problems.
Yeah, you know, it really seems like AI is just exploding right now. So many different areas are seeing these big breakthroughs all at once. It's really incredible. It's not just theoretical anymore. AI is becoming a part of so many different industries. It's kind of mind-blowing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Well, let's jump right in. I think the biggest story of the day has to be Samsung's huge GE investment in robotics.
Right.
We're talking $181 million.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is. And that investment makes Samsung the majority shareholder in Rainbow Robotics. You might recognize them. They're the company behind that Hubo robot.
Oh, yeah, the humanoid robot. That's right.
Exactly. And now with Samsung's backing, they're forming a whole new division called Future Robotics. And get this, it reports directly to the CEO.
Wow, so they're really going all in on this.
Yeah, they are. What do you think this means for Samsung? I mean, we all know for their phones and TVs, but robots.
It's definitely a signal that they're looking towards a future where automation plays a major role. They want to be a leader in this space. And you know Rainbow Robotics, they have experience in both industrial and humanoid robots.
So we could be seeing Samsung robots everywhere, from factories to our homes.
It's definitely a possibility. It's going to be fascinating to see what they come up with. And you know, we also have to think about what this means for society as a whole.
What do you mean?
Well, widespread use of humanoid robots, that could have a huge impact on jobs and the economy.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. It really makes you wonder what the future holds.
There are definitely a lot of big questions to consider.
Okay, well, let's move on to another big story. This one is all about AI image generation. ByteDance made a breakthrough in efficiency with something they're calling FLUX compression. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have. It's really quite impressive. Basically, they found a way to simplify how the AI stores and processes image data. It's like taking a giant complicated blueprint and reducing it down to a few basic symbols.
But you still get the same end result.
Exactly. And not only that, but it takes up way less storage space. They've managed to reduce storage needs by 8 times and memory usage by 5 times.
Wow. So it's faster and more efficient.
And all without sacrificing image quality. That's the really amazing part. It's a game changer for anyone creating visual content.
So like graphic designers, animators, filmmakers, they could all benefit from this.
Absolutely. This is a huge step forward for AI image generation. And speaking of huge steps forward, there were also some major developments in AI reasoning and problem solving.
Yeah, Rubik's AI, they released their new Sonus One models, and the performance is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, I saw that. They actually have a whole family of these models, the Sonus One Mini, the Air, the Pro, and the Reasoning. Each one is designed for different tasks.
And the Sonus One Reasoning model? That one scored 97% on the GSM 8K math benchmark.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's a really tough test of mathematical reasoning. It's also getting close to the O1 model in terms of general knowledge.
And the O1 model, that was considered a major breakthrough.
Exactly. So the fact that the Sonus One is approaching that level of performance, it shows just how fast this field is advancing. And there's another really interesting thing about the Sonus One family.
What's that?
They've integrated real-time search and FLUX image generation.
So they can access up-to-date information and create images on the fly.
Exactly. It's a powerful combination of capabilities.
It really seems like AI took a big leap forward on January 3rd.
I agree. It was a pretty remarkable day. And it really highlights how AI is transforming so many different industries and aspects of our lives. You know, all this talk about AI and these different fields and devices, it makes me think about something else that happened on January 3rd. Something that feels like it's straight out of science fiction.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What is it?
Okay. So in Germany, there was this high school and they had a humanoid robot teach a whole day of classes.
Wait a minute. A robot teacher?
Yeah. They called it CAPTCHA.
Wow. So like a real robot standing in front of the class teaching the kids. What were they thinking?
Well, the idea was to see, you know, how students would respond to having a robot as their teacher.
I bet the kids were freaking out.
I'm sure they were surprised. Yeah. But, you know, it wasn't like the human teacher was totally out of the picture. They were still there in the classroom.
The what? Like observing?
Yeah, observing, you know, and providing support if needed. It was more like a team effort between the robot and the human teacher.
Okay, so the robot wasn't like calling the shots or anything.
Right, exactly. It was more about delivering the pre-programmed lessons and stuff, yeah. You know, facilitating some of the activities.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're at a point where robots can replace human teachers completely, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Human teachers, they bring so much more to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, things like guidance, mentorship, creating a positive learning environment. Those are all things that robots just can't replicate.
Yeah, you're right. But still, a robot teacher. That's pretty wild. I wonder what this means for the future of education.
Yeah, it's definitely food for thought. Maybe one day we'll have AI tutors that can provide personalized support to every student. Or robots that can do, like, interactive experiments and simulations. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
You know, speaking of AI and pushing boundaries, Elon Musk's Grok AI was also in the news.
Oh, yeah. What was that about again? Remind me.
So Grok, it can now decode images. And I don't just mean like recognizing objects. It can analyze complex images. It can identify patterns. It can even enhance gaming experiences.
Wow. So this is getting into like really advanced computer vision stuff.
Exactly. It could have huge implications for medical diagnostics, security, you name it. Imagine AI that can help doctors make more accurate diagnoses from x-rays or MRIs. Or games that can adapt to your playing style in real time.
That's pretty mind-blowing. AI is really changing everything.
And, you know, it's not just these big futuristic applications. AI is also becoming more integrated into everyday tech. Samsung, for example, is going to be showing off their new AI-powered monitors at CES 2025.
AI monitors. So what makes them so special?
Well, they have adaptive technology that's designed to enhance the user experience, like monitors that automatically adjust the brightness and color temperature based on the ambient lighting, or that personalize the display settings based on your preferences.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So they're basically learning from you and adapting to how you use them.
Exactly. It's a whole new level of personalization.
It seems like every device is getting smarter these days. And speaking of smart devices, we can't forget about the automotive industry. They've really been embracing AI in a big way.
Yeah, like that partnership between SoundHound and Lucid Motors.
Oh, yeah, the one where they're bringing AI voice control to Lucid's electric vehicles. I remember reading about that.
Yeah. So basically, you'll be able to control pretty much everything in the car using your voice. Mm-hmm. Navigation, entertainment, climate control, you name it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. No more fiddling with buttons or menus. You just talk to your car.
Exactly. It's all about making the driving experience safer, more convenient, and more enjoyable. And, you know, it's not just luxury EVs. We're seeing AI being integrated into all sorts of vehicles these days, from everyday cars to trucks to public transportation. AI is really shaping the future of how we get around. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. It's amazing to think about just how much AI is changing the world around us, and it's happening so fast.
Yeah, January 3rd, 2025. A day for the AI history books.
It really was. I mean, we had those huge investments like Samsung's move into robotics.
Right. They're clearly betting big on automation. And then you have these breakthroughs that are pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, like ByteDance and their FLUX compression, making image generation so much more efficient.
Yeah. And don't forget about the advancements in reasoning and problem solving with Rubik's AI and their new Sonus One models. Those were some impressive performance figures.
And they're not just stuck in the lab either. AI is showing up in everyday devices, like LG's new Gram laptops, with all that adaptive technology.
And even our kitchens are getting smarter with Samsung and Instacart teaming up to create those AI-powered refrigerators that can reorder groceries for you.
Who could forget CAPTCHA, the robot teacher in Germany? It really makes you think about how AI might change education in the future.
It does. There's so much potential there. And then you have things like Grok AI, which can now decode images with possible applications in healthcare, security, and gaming. The possibilities are endless.
And the automotive industry is being transformed by AI as well, with things like SoundHound and Lucid Motors bringing AI voice control to electric vehicles.
It's really exciting to see how AI is being used to make our lives easier, safer, and more entertaining.
I think the biggest takeaway from all of this is that AI isn't just some futuristic concept anymore. It's here, it's now, and it's having a real impact on the world.
I completely agree. It's a really exciting time to be following this field.
And a little bit scary, too, right? I mean, AI is advancing so rapidly, it makes you wonder what the future holds.
There are definitely some big questions to consider. But I think if we approach AI with a sense of responsibility and keep human values at the forefront, we can harness its power for good.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's up to all of us to shape the future of AI. Well, I think that about wraps it up for today's deep dive.
It was a great discussion.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.